Track 33.
Next on today's programme, we talk to David O'Brien about his new book on entrepreneurial success, The Sky is the Limit. So, David, are entrepreneurs born or created?
Well, I think they're basically born. But obviously, for an enterprise to be a success, there are certain key business skills which have to be learnt. Business studies courses provide an opportunity for the potential entrepreneur to get the skills without taking any risks while they do it. In other words, they can learn from the mistakes and experience of others.
So you don't think the classic MBA course does any harm?
No, not at all. But on the other hand, an MBA is probably more important when you want to get a job working for someone else and not set up your own business.
Tell us about some of the people you feature in the book.
Well, Mike Clare, the founder of the bed shop chain Dreams, and Michael Welsh, the entrepreneur behind car tire distributor BlackCircles.com, are both good examples of people who started work when they left school. They first picked up knowledge and skills while they worked for someone else, but each knew that his real mission in life was to be an entrepreneur, to set up a business, take risks, and make a lot of money.
Apart from their first names, do they have anything else in common?
Well, Welsh started his business when he was a lot younger, but actually they do have certain things in common. For example, both have made customer service a major selling point. This sounds obvious, but bad customer service is often the reason why businesses fail. Both businesses rely on efficient distribution, and they've been successful at building up their networks.
Surely there is more to it than that.
Well, yes, of course. They both saw an opportunity in a market where they felt they could do something better than the competition and had the confidence to take a risk. There is always a certain amount of luck involved. But the other thing I think they have in common is a capacity for hard work. They have worked incredibly hard to get where they are today.